Task 1. Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 15, listen to a passage from an audio guide and decide whether the statements 1 to 15 are true, A, or false, B, according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice.
Now you have 30 seconds to look through the statements. Now we begin.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Thanks for joining me on a guided walk through the best collection anywhere of old books, maps, scriptures, and historical letters. These National Archives of Britain include more than 12 million books, 180 miles of shelving, and the deepest basement in London. But everything that matters for our visit is in one delightful room where the most important documents are on display. Start with these top stops, then stray according to your interests. Allow yourself an hour to do justice to this audio tour. We'll stand before ancient Bibles, the works of Shakespeare, highlights of English Lit 101, the Magna Carta, and, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. Now, let's enter the British Library and get started. Lisa, take us in.
Thanks, Rick.
The tour begins.
In the courtyard outside the entrance, you'll see a big statue. It depicts a naked Isaac Newton bending forward with a compass to measure the universe.
This naked Newton symbolizes the library's purpose to gather all knowledge and promote our endless search for truth.
Stepping inside, you'll find the information desk and other services. The reading rooms upstairs are not open to the general public. Our tour is of the room to the left of the lobby. It's labeled the Treasures of the British Library, or the Sir John Ritblatt Gallery. Climb the small set of stairs to the gallery. This priceless collection is all in one large, carefully designed room. Enter and let your eyes adjust. The room is dimly lit to preserve the artifacts. Display cases are grouped according to themes. Maps to your left, sacred texts straight ahead, music to your right, and so on. Focus on the big picture, and don't be too worried about locating every specific exhibit in this tour. Now, let's begin. Start with the wall of maps on your left. Rick, I turn the navigation over to you.
Affirmative, Lisa. Maps. The historic maps show how humankind's perspective of the world has expanded over the centuries. These pieces of paper, encoded with information gleaned from travelers, could be passed along to future generations. Each generation built upon the knowledge of the last. For example, a crude, centuries-old map of the Isle of Britain put medieval man in an unusual position, looking down on his homeland from high above. Within a few centuries, maps of Britain were of such high quality they could be used today to plan a vacation. Within a century or two after Columbus, the entire globe was fairly well mapped, including America. Well, except for the area beyond the well-mapped East Coast. Out there was the vast expanse of unknown land labeled Terra Incognita.
When you've finished exploring the maps, move into the area dedicated to sacred texts.
You now have 45 seconds to mark your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Thanks for joining me on a guided walk through the best collection anywhere of old books, maps, scriptures, and historical letters. These National Archives of Britain include more than 12 million books, 180 miles of shelving, and the deepest basement in London. But everything that matters for our visit is in one delightful room where the most important documents are on display. Start with these top stops, then stray according to your interests. Allow yourself an hour to do justice to this audio tour. We'll stand before ancient Bibles, the works of Shakespeare, highlights of English Lit 101, the Magna Carta, and, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. Now, let's enter the British Library and get started. Lisa, take us in.
Thanks, Rick.
The tour begins.
In the courtyard outside the entrance, you'll see a big statue. It depicts a naked Isaac Newton bending forward with a compass to measure the universe.
This naked Newton symbolizes the library's purpose to gather all knowledge and promote our endless search for truth.
Stepping inside, you'll find the information desk and other services. The reading rooms upstairs are not open to the general public. Our tour is of the room to the left of the lobby. It's labeled the Treasures of the British Library, or the Sir John Ritblatt Gallery. Climb the small set of stairs to the gallery. This priceless collection is all in one large, carefully designed room. Enter and let your eyes adjust. The room is dimly lit to preserve the artifacts. Display cases are grouped according to themes. Maps to your left, sacred texts straight ahead, music to your right, and so on. Focus on the big picture, and don't be too worried about locating every specific exhibit in this tour. Now, let's begin. Start with the wall of maps on your left. Rick, I turn the navigation over to you.
Affirmative, Lisa. Maps. The historic maps show how humankind's perspective of the world has expanded over the centuries. These pieces of paper, encoded with information gleaned from travelers, could be passed along to future generations. Each generation built upon the knowledge of the last. For example, a crude centuries-old map of the Isle of Britain put medieval man in an unusual position, looking down on his homeland from high above. Within a few centuries, maps of Britain were of such high quality they could be used today to plan a vacation. Within a century or two after Columbus, the entire globe was fairly well mapped, including America. Well, except for the area beyond the well-mapped East Coast. Out there was the vast expanse of unknown land labeled Terra Incognita.
When you've finished exploring the maps, move into the area dedicated to sacred texts.
Now you have 45 seconds to complete the task. Task 2. Read the text Crop Circles. Then listen to a part of the lecture on the same topic. You will notice that some ideas coincide and some differ in them. Answer questions 16 to 25 by choosing A if the idea is expressed in both materials, B. If it can be found only in the reading text. C. If it can be found only in the audio recording. And D. If neither of the materials expresses the idea. Now you have 7 minutes to read the text.
Now listen to a part of the lecture on the same topic and then do the task, items 16 to 25, comparing the text above and the lecture. You will hear the lecture twice.
Now that you have read the explanation of crop circles in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Okay. Let's look at the scientific data on crop circles. Serious scientists have cataloged photographs of crop circles that are strikingly similar to computer fractals, that is, geometric patterns that are smaller than traditional geometry, and even mirror processes in quantum physics. And Professor Gerald Hawkins has used principles of Euclidean geometry to prove four theorems that can be derived from the relationships of elements in crop circles, as well as an additional fifth theorem from which he derived the other four. In spite of a challenge to the scientific community, no one has been able to create that mysterious fifth theorem, although Euclid alluded to it. So it was a shock when its equilateral version appeared in a barley field in Britain. Another interesting scientific theory also originates in ancient writing. The Egyptians referred to geometry as frozen music, and in fact, modern investigations of sound vibration confirm that sound frequencies can create circles at low frequencies and more complex forms at higher frequencies. And direct observation of the crop circles also provides some interesting data along those lines. In most of the cases, the stems of the grain are not broken, but bent. The biophysical evidence seems to indicate that the plant's nodes have become hugely extended, the seed embryos have been distorted, and the crystalline structure appears to have been reorganized. Nevertheless, the plants do not appear to be damaged and will continue to mature and ripen. Further laboratory investigations suggest that the plants may have been subjected to a very high intensity heat in a short burst, similar to the results of infrasound, which is measured at below 20 Hz. In experiments with infrasound, water in plant stems has come to a boil in less than 1 nanosecond. This would be consistent with the reports by witnesses that the process takes place within seconds and that there appears to be steam within the newly created crop circles. In addition, soil samples from inside the circles themselves display characteristic crystalline structures that would suggest their having been subjected to temperatures of almost 1500 degrees Celsius.
You will hear the lecture again in 45 seconds.
Now listen to the lecture again.
Now that you have read the explanation of crop circles in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Okay, let's look at the scientific data on crop circles. Serious scientists have cataloged photographs of crop circles that are strikingly similar to computer fractals, that is, geometric patterns that are smaller than traditional geometry, and even mirror processes in quantum physics. And Professor Gerald Hawkins has used principles of Euclidean geometry to prove four theorems that can be derived from the relationships of elements in crop circles, as well as an additional fifth theorem from which he derived the other four. In spite of a challenge to the scientific community, no one has been able to create that mysterious fifth theorem, although Euclid alluded to it. So it was a shock when its equilateral version appeared in a barley field in Britain. Another interesting scientific theory also originates in ancient writing. The Egyptians referred to geometry as frozen music, and in fact, modern investigations of sound vibration confirm that sound frequencies can create circles at low frequencies and more complex forms at higher frequencies. And direct observation of the crop circles also provides some interesting data along those lines. In most of the cases, the stems of the grain are not broken, but bent. The biophysical evidence seems to indicate that the plant's nodes have become hugely extended, the seed embryos have been distorted, and the crystalline structure appears to have been reorganized. Nevertheless, the plants do not appear to be damaged, and will continue to mature and ripen. Further laboratory investigations suggest that the plants may have been subjected to a very high-intensity heat in a short burst, similar to the results of infrasound, which is measured at below 20 Hz. In experiments with infrasound, water in plant stems has come to a boil in less than 1 nanosecond. This would be consistent with the reports by witnesses that the process takes place within seconds and that there appears to be steam within the newly created crop circles. In addition, soil samples from inside the circles themselves display characteristic crystalline structures that would suggest they're having been subjected to temperatures of almost 1500 degrees Celsius.
Now you have 5 minutes to finish the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the integrated task. Now you can start working on your reading task.